Kloloi shel dover, says the Chavetz Chaim, Shmir Salashin Shar Tavuna Perigimel, Shinner 143. Kloloi shel dover, the rule, the general rule, is as follows. Haroitze liskois bimidos shmiras haloshin. A person who wants to acquire and to be successful in guarding himself from speaking incorrectly and using his tongue correctly. Yase lehepich mimashe oise bali haloshin. He should work on doing the opposite of what the Baal HaLoshen does, or the one who speaks Loshen Hara does. Shirigilusam tamid laleches bekibutz anoshim. Because the people who speak negatively about other people, what do? They go from one group of people to another group of people to get the information, to schmooze them up. Ulai, maybe, perhaps, Yishmu Eze Dover, they might hear something. That they'll be able to use and to say negatively and to poke fun at someone when they have a conversation the next time around. So the Chavetz Chaim is telling us, you want to be a person who is not a Baal Lashon Hara, a person who doesn't speak Lashon Hara. Do the opposite of those who do speak Lashon Hara. What do those people do when they speak Lashon Hara? They go to one group of people and then go to another group of people and get the information over here and over there. And before you know it, they have all their ammunition ready. All their ammunition is ready to go. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Zeh adover la'achirim. Megamrik yulusim tami ludroish oidois chadoshis. He says, that's not for you. That approach is not for you. You want to become somebody who people know that you don't speak Lashon Hara? You want to be somebody who people will be careful what they say to you? Express yourself, live your life in such a way that you're not running from group and group to people like the Baal Lashon Hara. You know what else? That people speak Lashon Hara, you know what they do? They're always looking for the news. They want to hear something, new information. New information. So they can use that new information incorrectly. Whether it's about a city, whether it's about a person. And you'll say, well, what's wrong with knowing the news? That's, no one said anything wrong with knowing news. That's not what we said. But they're looking to find new information and then use that to talk about other people. That's the problem. Why? Because this way their tongues will never rest. And they'll always be able to talk about something that just happened. And the person who wants to not speak Lashon Hara, he should do the opposite. So the two things the Chavetz Chaim is telling us over here, don't look to go from group to group and get that information, and then the person goes ahead and uses it in a very despicable way. That's number one. Number two, you don't always have to know this curiosity of the news in an incorrect way is not always so healthy. Not always so healthy. And the Chavetz Chaim is saying, so do the opposite. Do the opposite. Obviously, you need to know what's going on around you. These are the suggestions he gives. The person, these are some points we should try to implement in our lives. And you go slow, one step at a time. And this next piece we're going to discuss. You go one step at a time. First, you try to distance yourself from these types of groups. That doesn't mean you can't be friendly with people. Be friendly. But unfortunately, sometimes you have clusters of groups that gather together. There's no Torah. There's no chesed. It's just pure lashon hara. Pure lashon hara. It's another way of saying poison. Poison that there's just spreading. That's as simple as that. This is the next piece. He says take one step at a time.